Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub Headlines.
The Kansas City Chiefs led Cincinnati yesterday 21-3 at home and lost 27-24 in overtime in the AFC Championship game. Patrick Mahomes threw three first-half touchdown passes, and then things went south.
They had a good game plan. They were doing this, a lot of similar stuff in the first half. We were just executing at a higher level. I mean, they stayed with it. They fought. I mean, that's a good football team, but it takes a lot of fight to stay in a game whenever you're down like that. But I got to be better. I mean, when you're up 21-3 at one point in the game, you can't lose it. I put that on myself.
Evan McPherson's 31-yard field goal in OT won it. Cincinnati set it to the Super Bowl for the first time in over three decades. The Bengals play the L.A. Rams a week from Sunday after the Rams came back for a 2017 home win over San Francisco last night. As a result, the Rams played the Super Bowl on their own home field. Patriots executive Dave Ziegler has been hired as the new GM in Las Vegas. As a result, it appears the Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels will be the Raiders' next head coach. Pats quarterback Mac Jones will play in the Pro Bowl this weekend. Tyler Seguin scored twice last night. Dallas beat the Bruins 6-1. Team now has one game left before the All-Star break. It's at home tomorrow night against the Seattle Kraken. And the Celtics host Miami tonight. Grandy and Max have the pregame at 7 and the tip-off at 7:30 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Kyle Lowry is out. Jimmy Butler questionable for the Heat. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, Electric. They've teamed up with legendary defender Ray Bourque to defend the future of the trades, creating 10 $25,000 scholarships for future trade workers. Get details at call128.com. I'm John Wallach on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 8:30.
Make your smart speaker sports smart.
Of course you're saying goblins. It could be nothing else.
Listen to The Sports Hub anywhere on Alexa or your Google smart speaker. Right now.
It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Tusher and Rich.
It's slow.
Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Back to Garoppolo. Pocket crumbling. He spins out. He's hit. He's wrapped up. He flips it forward. It's tipped. It's intercepted. It's intercepted. It's intercepted. Aaron Donald got pressure on Garoppolo. And Traven Howard clinches the NFC Championship game.
4 years ago, he was a senior in high school in tiny Fort Payne, Alabama. Now the Bengals Super Bowl chances rest on his right foot. The kick is up.
Yeah.
It is good. Coffin nails.
Bam, bam, bam. That is unbelievable. The Cincinnati Bengals come from behind on the road.
The Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Super Bowl 56.
Oh, we're the Toucher Rich Show, broadcast from home. My daughter's downstairs just sitting there. You're like, well, are you going to school? Yeah. All right. Well, you want to go to school? Huh? And then she was just sitting there, just sitting on the couch. Just no intention of going, getting off the couch and going to school. She just wasn't going to go.
Oh, wait a minute. So if you hadn't gone downstairs.
I don't know what would have happened. I don't know where Stephanie is, but I don't know what's going on with Stephanie. But Stephanie's not home, and Miles at school. And, yeah, I just went downstairs, and my daughter's just sitting there. And I'm like, well, will you go to school? And then there's nothing like an 11-year-old girl getting ready. Lightning. I mean, you couldn't. There's a trail of dust and everywhere you go. It just like she just wasn't prepared at all. And then I got to worry about because I got to climb back up the stairs, and then with my nose and my general out of shapeness, now I got to worry about my breathing of all things. So there you go. But that was the case, and I'm sure we're going to get into it. I don't know if we're going to get into it here.
But
you know, everyone was. Yes, I did see the halftime.
Okay, well, what I want to get into here, Fred, is basically the disaster that the CBS broadcast was of the Kansas City Bengals game. Now, there was two different types of disasters. One was the disaster that is something that's truly distracting, and that's what we talked about Tony Romo. I've said it before. I have been too tough on the guy. This was the first game where I went, all right, well, this is a problem. At the end of the game, he just couldn't stop rambling. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at this New York Post article where they tee off on him. It's like Tony Romo ripper head-scratching analysis at the end of the Bengals-Chiefs game.
If you try to follow his thoughts, he never finishes a thought. So you'd go crazy. So basically, he's on there just to make noise because he doesn't have tangible thoughts. They're not. They don't have a beginning, a middle, of an end.
It's like throwing paint.
It's hard to describe.
It's a stream of thought like throwing paint at a canvas, just like dipping your fingers in the paint and throwing it. That's all it is.
But there's like, yeah, it's like half a maze, like, and then he gives up and like just starts it over again. Like it doesn't. There's no conclusion to his thoughts. There's no analysis anymore.
The Jackson Pollock of broadcasting.
Yes,
is that
actually,
what you're saying,
John? That's a very good analogy.
Oh, it's more that like Dan said in my headphones.
Like Warhol's work with urine.
Exactly.
Well,
me and my father went to the Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh and checked out all his pee paintings.
We're about to put the field goal unit, but Tracy Wolfson.
All right. Well, Charlie Weiss, by the way, tweeted this morning, congrats to every fan of the Bengals and the Rams. Another nail-biting weekend. One question, am I the only one sick of Tony Romo? Charlie Weiss chiming in as well.
Out of nowhere.
Which I thought was interesting. Yeah. But then there was the other type of a disaster, and this is the enjoyable disaster. This is when you see something like this and you see the chaos behind you. It just makes you go, A, how did it ever get to this point?
Yeah. And that's B, really what you think. Yeah, it's like you didn't see, like, I can see why this is happening. How did you not see this? Like, and then you know there was a showdown, too. Yeah.
And then B, now that it is happening, how will each of the people on television react to it?
Which, Nate, I've lost so much respect for Nate Burleson.
And he might be the only one, because everyone else, I think, handled it pretty well.
Burleson acted like it was like a good song.
Well, Burleson also, you know, was like, and this is actually, Mike was telling me this, and I agree with him, is that he was ready for his takes. Like, no matter what, his takes were coming out, he'd studied, he'd ready to go with these takes, despite what was going on. If you did not see the halftime of the Kansas City game at Arrowhead Stadium, there was a halftime show. This happens a lot, but instead of the normal James Brown, Boomer Esiason, Nate Burleson, and who else is on there as well? Coach Cower. Instead of the normal crew back in the studio, they said, let's actually do it on the field at Arrowhead. Unfortunately,
we're all going to be there. We're up close and personal.
Right behind the head of Nate Burleson is a gigantic speaker. An enormous
a rack of like speakers that would be required for a stadium to hear what was coming out. So you know CBS saw the rack of speakers, and you know that the people from Arrowhead saw the CBS booth. So, obviously, there had to have been a conversation of, like, these two things cannot coexist. And the people from Arrowhead must have just gone, F you. Like, we're not moving anything.
Exactly what that is.
So, like, people need to hear the Applebee's song. Like, there's no tomorrow.
So, let's take a listen. Let's see if you can figure out what's going on behind the halftime CBS show.
As we welcome you back to Arrowhead Stadium at the Verizon Halftime Report, the official five-speed network of the NFL, Verizon. I'm James Brown.
As we welcome Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter, Walker Hayes.
Last week, he's got time filled, and he's burning them.
The question is, and the answer is time. That's what Patrick Mahomes... It's time. That's what Patrick Mahomes...
Take my quarterback.
Hang on one second.
You and your national broadcast.
By the way, never have the Grammys held so much credibility as when this a-hole stepping onto stage. What is he Grammy nominated for?
Oh, I don't know. The guy we feel sorry for.
It's got to be something like he helped... like AIDS patients in Africa or something. It can't be his music.
Well, I mean, listen, the minute they said Walker Hayes, I just started going, oh my God, I hope to God Fred is watching this. It's his favorite singer. It's the Applebee's guy doing the Applebee's song.
Yes. And by the way, he opens, and because we're not going to play the whole thing, he opens and closes with the Applebee's song. So, like, if you were watching it, he goes, Applebee's song, and then there's, like, crap that's not the Applebee's song,
and then he finishes with
the Applebee's song again.
Oh, of course. Well, you got to do the reprise. You give the people what they want. But what's great is that while that's going on, you can see a James Brown's face, like, are we really going to continue to do this?
Yes.
Boomer Esiason starts, like, laughing. Like, laughing his ass off.
Well, Boomer's pissed. And then, but Burleson goes, it's a party in Kansas City, and starts dancing.
Let's let it roll.
Why don't you say how bad this song is? Why don't you make a comment? You're afraid to say this song sucks? It's blaring in your ears. Like, say it sucks. Like, I kept going, like, when are one of these people going to... Like, you're paid to have an opinion. Talk about how much the song sucks.
Or just say, are we really doing this? No one can hear us. Why are we talking?
Boomer, like, says, basically, like, you can't hear me. Like, I can't hear anything you're saying. But, like, when will someone go, like, this song sucks?
Well, let's let it roll. And, like, listen to how these guys are reacting while this is all going on. Because I have no problem with you for the first, like, 30 seconds trying. Because at some point you think that maybe someone in the studio will be able to press a button and make it all go away.
Right.
But it just continues.
Nobody open, but he is able to move outside and find Tyreek Hill for the touchdown. Once again, look at the space. Man-to-man coverage. He takes advantage of it. And just Hardman down the sideline. And then once again, no pressure, but a good job. Coverage in the back end. But Patrick Mahomes, hard to keep in the pocket. And he finds Travis Kelce for the touchdown.
I mean, this is what happens when you get like a bunch of punk rockers in your cage, your crazy button up broadcast.
Only 5 more minutes to kill.
like Powers is like whoa, 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 and you could look to the right, and Boomer's just like shaking his head, like, why are you talking? No one can hear us.
Well, there were people that you like legitimately couldn't hear. You just heard the Applebee's song blaring, but then you're in that weird thing, like, is the Applebee's song guy actually playing, or is this an Applebee's commercial that is somehow leaked in? Because at first, I thought it was an Applebee's... At first, I really did think it was an Applebee's commercial, that there was, like, a problem in the truck.
Well, yeah.
And that they were playing, like, a commercial underneath it, which lets you know how good a song it is, that you think it's... Your default mechanism is that it's a commercial.
One of our listeners said, my wife and I ran around the living room trying to find out which iPad or iPhone was accidentally playing music for about two minutes during that.
Well, that's your fault for liking such crappy music. I hope this plague falls upon you again. I hope that you're 2 a.m, your devices start trying to take their take it back.
Yeah, they're trying
to take the power back.
They try to struggle to save the segment here.
He's been sacked 6 times. He's almost been under siege. Kind of like how we feel up here right now with the band behind us. So, but you look at it right now, the tackle is short, and up until that last 2 minute drive, the defense has had so good.
3 touchdowns, 266 yards, just 2 catches, 10 yards on the day. So you have to give that.
All right, stop. All right. So even Cowher's trying to, like, hey, if nobody in the production booth hears this, it's kind of like the speakers behind us that are directed to right at our faces. And then there's Nate Burleson, who's like, I got takes, can ignore everything, let's go.
And here come the dance takes. And act like this is acceptable music to be playing. But he did. He started off with the Applebee's song, and then he played like other stuff, non-Applebee's related stuff. He played his Walmart slow jam. Right.
His follow-up hit. I wonder what that is.
Exactly. His Taco Bell, thing. And then, but then he wound it all down with the Applebee's song again. So, I mean, you got to hand it to the guy. He goes, listen, I got to cover 5 minutes of performing. Better give him two versions of the Applebee's song. What a piece of crap. I hope that plane crashes. What a piece of garbage.
I have no idea what you just said. I can't hear a thing anybody is saying.
Yeah, that's not Word Up. That's the follow-up to the... That's the song that's his next song called Not the Applebee's Song. Feel free not to play. That got sent to radio stations.
Hey, nominated for Best Country Song. I looked it up.
Well, you know what the name of his new album is? Country Stuff.
Of course.
Country Stuff.
Country Stuff. Mm-hmm. That's right. Super poor. I'm dumber and poorer than all of you.
Imagine if you're CBS, though. Like, you're CBS, and you just sit back, and you're like, all right, man. Let her have it. Come on. What do you got?
No one likes the Applebee's song. So that had to add, like, a little bit of... Like, if it was, like, any... Like, a halfway decent... Like, anything... Like, anything remotely... remotely palatable.
Yeah.
You figure that, but it had to be the Applebee's song. That's what had to be crushing him. Is that like, why has this got to be the Applebee's song? Like, my career's coming down. But I know, because you guys saw it too, and Rich, obviously, that big, huge stack of speakers.
It's huge.
There's no way no one from CBS went, this is going to be a problem. And there's no way someone from Arrowhead didn't see the CBS desk and go, this is going to be a problem. It just, people needed to hear the Applebee's song. And the Ringer has proposed this. Perhaps that's why Kansas City lost. It's the insistence on the Applebee's guy. Like, they're like, you know, sorry, CBS. We know you have a whole international audience, but the West End Zone's got to hear the Applebee's song. Like they're gonna riot if they see Walker Buehler or Texas Walker Ranger,
Buehler?
Whatever the hell his name is. If they see you know Hoosie Watts on the other side of the field, and they're like, I can't hear. There's gonna be a riot. We're gonna have a riot on our hands. I know I can. He's saying something like, now this is the Oreo shake part? I don't know. What's going on?
When I was watching that, there was like, it was two different levels of laughter. The first one was just that they're not going to fix this, and they're just going to keep going. And the second level of laughter came on when I heard them playing the same song a second time. I'm like, oh my God, he's really going to do this one twice.
Yeah, he wrapped it up. And by the way, he played for not 10 minutes.
No, it was like 5 minutes, I think.
Yeah, and he's like our age. So that guy in the course of his lifetime can't do 7 minutes of live performing without playing the Applebee's song twice. Because he knows if he doesn't start with the Applebee's song, he's never going to get the crowd.
That's a good point.
And if he goes like 3 minutes tops of non-Applebee's related music before the crowd turns.
I wonder
if that's what he does live.
Sure. Well, Fred, do you remember the one time? Oh, what was the? Well, first of all,
Neptunes.
Well, the Neptune or the NERD. Yeah, they ended up playing Rockstar like three times.
Yeah,
Rock Superstar. But the thing about, I saw Digital Underground one time. I was in Vegas, and there was Digital Underground. I was out there. They played the Humpty Dance three times because, of course, they did. So that's who you are. I love how he even knows right now that that's basically what your career is going to be. And somebody just tweeted and said, nobody likes the Applebee's song. Check out Brittany Mahomes' Instagram story. It's what nightmares are made of. Fred, you might die if you watch that. If it's Brittany Mahomes dancing to that song while it's playing, that might. I mean, I don't know how, whether
Kansas
or not
City
we can
lost.
Finish. Well, yes, it's right.
Well, that's so. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna have to. It probably is her dancing to the Applebee's song.
You know what? She hasn't bothered me as much as Jackson Mahomes. Like, she's all right.
Oh, she's awful. She popped champagne. First of all, she's ugly. And second of all, she popped champagne. Like, at least be attractive. I mean, you're going to get all that money for doing nothing. Like, you know, like, at least be attractive. But she's got no... It was... It was disgusting. Yeah. It was gross that she did that.
I know. It was one of those things when I see, to me, the Jackson Mahomes stuff is a million times worse. Like, to me, that's like, I mean, when he did the Sean Taylor thing, it was like dancing on his memorial. Like, how do you pretend you don't even know?
At least he's related to him. At least he wasn't lucky and found like an ugly guy before he got rich. I mean, that's really what, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is like really ugly. And so Brittany Mahomes saw that he was ugly and went like, you know, this is my shot. This is what I'm going to do.
It is truly amazing how much I like how good of a guy Patrick Mahomes must be that despite everything around him, I still think he's extremely likable. Like Patrick Mahomes himself, I like the guy a lot. The team that he's on, like all the horrible people that are on his team, like all of like the you know, the between his brother and all of his TikTok crap, and I still somehow like Patrick Mahomes. Might be the most likable human being on the planet then.
Takes some work to build up a wall around all those people. Mm-hmm. That's impressive.
Yeah. I mean, he's not an attractive guy. I mean, he's an ugly guy. He was no sure thing coming out of Texas Tech. But Brittany Mahomes said, this guy's going to get me pregnant. And I'm going to act like I've accomplished something.
What does Zolak mean by this tweet he just put out? Watching all these games the past 2 weeks, if you don't think you need speed, you're crazy.
Well, I mean, to stay up at that late. I mean, it's a whole thing. All right.
I mean, Zolak, you know.
I'm with you guys, 'cause I have no clue. It's a party here in KC, baby.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate Burleson. I've lost so much. Every bit of respect for him. Every bit of respect for him. He's dancing like it's like a, like, oh, I'm like a cool guy. I'm going to dance to the Applebee's song. You're not cool at all. You suck. If Burleson should have gone, this is a terrible song, guys. I'm sorry that we all have to sit here and listen to this crap.
That would have been pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been great. And I kept waiting for somebody to go, like, and this is the song this is happening to? Like, I kept waiting for someone to say something. But, of course, they didn't because they're... You know, jackasses. All right. We'll be right back.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to $16,000 off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking $16,000 off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
They get you going.
In fairness, we have to make up for not watching the game.
Every day.
I might watch a baking show.
Toucher and Rich.
What do you expect me to do, watch every basketball game?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And now they go deep down the field, and it is intercepted. Lined at the 45, but they take over the Bengals with the third straight game in the playoffs where they come up with a crucial pick.
They had a good game plan. They were doing this a lot of similar stuff in the first half. We were just executing at a higher level. I mean, they stayed with it. They fought. I mean, that's a good football team, but it takes a lot of fight to stay in a game whenever you're down like that. But I mean, I got to be better. I mean, when you're up 21-3 at one point in the game, you can't lose it. And I mean, I put that on myself.
Was very bad in the second half.
Does yesterday end this discussion about changing the overtime rules? Because, I mean...
There was never really a discussion.
Not really.
Well, I mean, there was last week. Should they change
year.
The rules?
But it's every year. But if you're in your 40s and you've been following sports, I mean, they have changed the overtime rules in my lifetime. But it used to be if you kicked a field goal, it was over. And now, you know, at least they changed that. But, yeah, they talk about this every year. I never took it seriously. I never listened to it. I'm able in the sports, even when I'm being inundated with it. It's funny because, like, during the games, I'll go, there's a lot of attempts at jokes being made, and none are landing. And then I'll realize who I follow on Twitter, and that it's all sports writers. So I'm like, you know, this is, like, I'm like, there's a lot of really weak attempts at humor coming across here. And you guys are failing bad at this. But I've been able to now kind of just ignore crap, and that whole complaining about overtime and the whole, you know, feeling that you're feeling good because, you know, Kansas City screwed up even though they won the toss. That was never a real discussion anyway. I mean, if they've changed it once in my lifetime, they might change it again. But I didn't get the feeling that, you know, there was any real weight behind it.
It made the Chiefs loss funnier because now the Bills fans who complained that it's all about the coin toss, you know, they see this and they go, well, okay, well, maybe, you know, we can't use that excuse anymore. Because, I mean, the biggest applause I heard the entire night was when the Chiefs won the coin toss. Sounded like Arrowhead was going to erupt. Like,
yeah,
we give
Mahomes the football, you figure it's a lock.
We got it.
But it's not.
No. He'd been, against a two-man rush, he just runs back and forth instead of advancing the ball.
So
and it ends up fumbling for a 17-yard loss.
He's scrambling around like those old quarterbacks that you used to see in black and white video.
Like Fran Tarkenton. But
yeah,
like,
right.
But the thing is, he's going back and forth, but like it's really a two or three man rush, and it's like a steamroller coming at you, and like in the Austin Powers movie, and standing there going no, like while the steamroller runs, like, you know, these 300-pound dudes are making like very little progress, and then they end up getting sacked. Really, I mean, he just was out of control in the second half. He was completely out of control. I put that all on Mahomes.
Yeah, it's like the end of the first half. You know, Kansas City and Eric Bieniemy and Patrick Mahomes, they got cute. They thought, you know what, this game's boring to me. We have 21 points already. Let's throw it out and, you know, we'll have Tyreek Hill make three people miss and score. And then that didn't happen. But instead of learning from their mistakes, they came out in the second half and did a lot of the same nonsense.
It's just, yeah, like Mahomes had that great off angle, you know, odd arm angle throw to Tyreek Hill in the end zone. And then it was like from that moment on, he was just like, I'm going to sports center this thing up. I'm going
to gun it into coverage. I'll gun it everywhere. And then Tyreek Hill on that interception we played coming out of the break, he should have had it. I mean, and he didn't. And that's what happens in games like this.
Well,
if you
also,
get
John,
too cute, it's one mistake and all of a sudden you're home.
But even more glaring than that was not even where he was putting the ball. It was just the amount of time he was holding on to the ball.
Yeah.
Like, again, run. Like, I don't get what gets in these guys' heads. It was the same thing with Aaron Rodgers last year. Just run. Like, if there's two guys rushing, the idea that he got sacked on that last possession before the field goal to end the regulation.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get sacked on that? Like, just run. Like, take off.
Or just run out of the pocket and throw it out of bounds. I mean, these are the natural instincts of good quarterbacks, let alone great quarterbacks.
Yeah, but you didn't even have to do that. I mean, that would have been a waste. I mean, yeah. I mean, I would have just chucked it. Yeah, I guess. But if there's two guys running at me and I have enough for 20 seconds, I can run around in a circle. What if I just took off laterally towards the end zone?
Know.
Who knows what could happen?
It's all about just getting cute and thinking the game's too easy
exactly.
for you. And, oh, I got this. And you forget, okay, this team might actually be pretty good.
Well,
and they can make a couple of plays.
Or it's come down to a couple of possessions, and I don't have time to screw around anymore. Like, he kept
something
screwing
should
around
go off in your head.
Around.
Yeah,
well,
I agree.
I'm starting to wonder, though, especially after yesterday's loss. I mean, I know that when, you know, Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes first came into his own and they go to the Super Bowl, you know, there's a lot of talk about, is this the next dynasty? But now you're getting a little more evidence that maybe they're the next Seahawks. Maybe they're the team that everyone thought had the talent to make a huge run.
I mean, the Patriots had a big, long lapse between Super Bowls, too.
Yeah, so, but they had three before that lapse.
Yeah, I understand
three
that.
Three wins before that lapse.
But, I mean, this team is still going to, you know, be in the AFC Championship game next year, and then it's tough to do. It's tough to win Super Bowls. It's tough to go to Super Bowls.
I mean, see, the thing is, too, and this isn't obviously very good for the Patriots, but, you know, the talent, the young talent is starting to come into their own. I mean, not only do you have, obviously, the Bengals, who are now going to the Super Bowl, so they've already established that they're going to always be a contender. We know what the Bills have become. They're always going to be a contender now. How about the Chargers? The Chargers are another team that's right there on the doorstep, and they could be contenders as well. So, I mean, it's not just a given anymore. Just because you have Patrick Mahomes, that you're going to be the guy, that team.
They're the best team. But Cincinnati is a crappy organization. If this quarterback can keep their head above water, that's great. But, I mean, their owners, their GM, they haven't won a playoff game since 88. They're terrible. So I have no faith in Cincinnati. They're better than New England, but I have no faith in Cincinnati. But in terms, it's Buffalo and Kansas City. Something weird might happen in a championship game. But it's Buffalo and Cincinnati. It's Buffalo, I'm sorry, in Kansas City.
No, but
those are the two teams.
But of course. But in terms of quarterbacks that are in the AFC, I mean, think about how many.
Look, and now you got Josh McDaniels in the AFC.
That's right. David Carr will improve it.
Absolutely. Yeah,
he's over there. Maybe it's going to be Jimmy Garoppolo.
That could be the case. But, I mean, and also, listen, maybe Aaron Rodgers goes to the AFC. Who knows?
Well, if he could go to Denver, and then it would be. It would be Herbert, Mahomes, Rodgers, and then
Carr, who we just said is going to be like John Elway shortly.
It's not going to be Carr.
Well, you think it's going to be Garoppolo? Which
I think there's. I don't think there's a chance in hell it's not Garoppolo, especially with the amount of hubris that McDaniels has. I'm going to come in here and bring my guy. I'm bringing my guy, and the idea that Mark Davis sat there went oh. Meanwhile, no one else was interested. What's the rate on coaches hitting it in front office guys hitting it out of the Patriots?
I mean, it's like you take a look. I read an article this weekend, and it went through pretty much each one of the people who have come under
both?
That. I mean, it's like
you're going to follow the Detroit?
Low.
There's one head coach that's been half decent, and that's Bill O'Brien. He was pretty decent until he spun out of control into a ditch.
Until he ended in a blaze of glory.
Yes, a blaze of glory.
Like, I mean, he really went out in one of the worst ways you can go out.
And there's one executive, but I've said his name far too much today, so I can't say it again.
Well, and also, you're talking like he's this great executive.
No, he's the best. He's the best of all of the lot. Yeah, that was my only point.
So Vegas is following the Detroit Lions method, which is to take the front office guy and the coach from the Patriots. And we saw how that worked out with Patricia and Quinn. And now this is going to be an abject disaster. And the idea that he was like filtering through things and he only wanted to take nonsense. This was the path of least resistance, and this was the only chance that he had. This is not a good job. It's not a good job.
Oh, you see, I think it's a good job, but I don't know if he's the right guy. I think that's a good gig. First of all, it's an organization that has a lot of talent. Like, I mean, think of, you got Hunter Renfro, you've got, what's his name, Waller.
They have a pretty good quarterback. They have a quarterback that they have to make a decision
You got
on.
Josh Jacobs as well. I mean, they're a team that is, like, on the doorstep.
That's a borderline playoff team in a division that they can't win.
But teams that are in the playoffs don't need coaches. Like, when it comes to a good situation
No. You would rather have that job than Chicago. You'd rather have that job than the Giants. Well, then I don't know.
I'd rather Chicago. Absolutely, and the pressure's less too in LA or in Las Vegas than it is in Chicago.
I don't know.
I can't think of any more miserable places.
Their GM.
That was all part of the stink that came with the downfall with Gruden. Because they were so tied together. I think that was because to get rid of him because of the Gruden stuff.
I mean, that goes back to ownership. I mean, Jesus, the guy could have just had a bad meal and he was like, I have diarrhea. I'm firing his ass.
It's crappy ownership, and that's what it is. In Chicago and New York has excellent ownership.
You're also going to lose your mind when you find out how much he's going to get paid.
Yeah, fine. But
Josh McDaniels is going to get paid. It's going to be at least $8 million a year, I guarantee.
Fine. I don't know. I mean, how much are these other guys making? All I know is that Vegas is not the job. It's not a job. It's not a marquee job. So the idea that he was waiting for a marquee job and took the Vegas job contradicts themselves. The Vegas job is not as good as the Chicago job. It's just not. It's not as good as the Giants job. It's not. It just isn't. And so the idea that the Vegas job was what he was holding out for is ludicrous. And Gasper writes about it today, too.
I just think Giants is New York, which is fantastic. And that's obviously it's the number one market. You would love to be a coach there. But that situation's a mess right now.
It's not a mess. I mean, they're
who's their quarterback?
You have to fix it. You have a year of Daniel Jones to see if you can make it work with him. If not, they'll have to move to another direction. Yes, John.
I was just going to say.
Who's the quarterback in Vegas?
Well, Derek Carr right now. So at least your fallback is you have a good quarterback.
With a lame duck year. It's his last year of his deal. So you want to pay him? That's a decision that you have to make. That's not a good decision to have to make. Yes, John.
No, I was just going to say, we were just talking momentarily about coach's salary. I looked it up. Rule is making $8.5 million. Dan Quinn in Atlanta, $8 million. Arians, $8 million. Ron Rivera, $7
million.
Yeah. Josh McDaniels is going to make a lot of money.
He's going to make at least $8 million.
How much was he making with the Patriots?
Rumored that he was making $4 million.
All right. So if he makes $8 million, he's making as much as a coach makes. So
those are on the higher level, I think. I think those
Belichick's
guys are
the highest.
Belichick makes 18.
Well, but Belichick's insane. Like he's way higher than
now
everybody.
You're talking about Rule makes 8 and Belichick makes 18. So Rule's not on the higher side.
Rule is
on the higher side.
He actually is on the higher side.
He is.
How
much does Tomlin make?
Tomlin makes 8.
Okay, well then who makes no money? So something's
Kyle Shanahan makes no money. Stefanski in Cleveland makes no money.
Okay,
Doug Marrone made no money. What's that? Oh, Shanahan is right about at the bottom at $3 million.
Okay, fine. So he makes $8 million. He's not taking the job because they're paying more than anyone else. He can't fail. He's taking the job because this is the job that he can get. And if he makes $8 million, if he makes $10 million, it doesn't make a difference to me. I guarantee you he's not the coach of this team in 4 years. Guarantee it.
Well, you could do that with almost any coach in the NFL. 4 years is a lifetime. I mean, think of all the different people who have been displaced. I mean, 4 years is you fulfill your first contract. That's a rarity.
Guys like Harbaugh, Tomlin, Belichick, Peyton—they're dinosaurs. I mean, it's true. You don't see a lot of Pete Carroll.
But I guarantee you that this doesn't work out, and I guarantee you that this is his last opportunity.
Well, I agree with you there.
There's no question. He's got one shot.
It's not his last opportunity if he fails so quick that he goes back to the Patriots and then Bill retires.
On the contrary, if he swings and misses and is gone in a year and a half, there's no way in hell the Patriots can promote
him. He's the prodigal son, man. I'm telling you.
I disagree.
I bet if he came back, he'd end up being the head coach.
I disagree. If he swings and misses again and is gone in a year and a half like he was in Denver, there's no way the Patriots give him that job. No chance.
We're guessing if the Patriots are going to give him the job if he fails in Vegas. All right, we've gone into a twilight zone of takes that is spun directly out of control. If McDaniels fails quick enough in Vegas,
yes.
Will he come back to the Patriots and will he get the Patriots job? I thought it was Bill O'Brien's job. I thought Bill O'Brien was going to get hired in front of McDaniels, even if he wasn't on the team.
Well, that was the talk. Like if he
that
comes,
was Bert Breer. Bert Breer told us that.
If he comes here, then this is all part of the grooming. Like the ownership has always loved Bill O'Brien, and they've wanted him to be the next guy.
But according to Bert, Bill O'Brien was moderately successful in Houston. We can't say this fact. We can't say because you don't know that. I don't know that. Mm-hmm. Bert just says that Bert is of the opinion, and I don't know if Jeff Howe thinks this too. Bert is of the opinion that the team loves O'Brien and would hire O'Brien over McDaniels. That's Bert's opinion. We don't know if the Crafts love O'Brien. I have no idea who they like. I know Bill likes Patricia. That I know. That I can tell you as a fact.
And they love crushing brews after victories.
That's how I know. I don't see Belichick in. I don't see Belichick in O'Brien crushing brews very often. If you're O'Brien, you got to like how things have worked out for you. You're in Alabama, and then you got right back where you started. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
To make a great sports talk radio show work, you got to know when to talk.
Did you take anything specifically away from that game?
And when to listen.
What did we really learn about this team yesterday?
John, that is the exact question Rich just asked.
Thanks.
Is that right?
For listening.
How did I miss that?
To Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. Did you guys handle the snow? Did you guys handle the snow?
Oh, Snowmageddon?
I was unable to shovel because of my surgery situation.
Oh, lucky you.
So my neighbor, very late in the day, came over and did some... He's got one of those big snow blowers. And then these guys from Snow Guys came by... It's a service called Snow Guys, came by and plowed finally because my car was legitimately buried. When I say buried, like the hood up, because like I, you know, it's a declining hill that we park on. Mm-hmm. And like the front of my car was covered completely. And like I couldn't open up the doors to the car. Like it was encased in snow. So, and I couldn't shovel. Because of the medical situation that I'm under. So it was, depending on the kindness of others, guys, yeah. Not an easy place to be.
Well, there was, I mean, obviously a snow emergency in the city, and the best is when people forget to remove their cars from the street, and the plows come by, and there is 6 feet of snow.
Yes.
Just a wall. So you can't get into your car unless you just sit there and just chisel your way out. But when you do it, you have to stand in the actual road while cars are going back and forth. So it's a nightmare. I mean, if you don't move your car, you're pretty much screwed. But the great thing about, like, the snow in the city, and I don't know if there was anything, you know, all these college students live around Boston Common, and that hill where usually people just sit up there and smoke pot was absolutely loaded with just anything they could find. These college students were out there because I took my kids to their sled. There was dudes who were just bringing like those Tupperware containers, you know, the ones that you like storage containers,
right?
And sitting inside of them, just hauling ass like Jackass style, like and making their own ramps. Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, it was like stunt after stunt, and like people were busting their teeth. Yeah, it was fun to watch, you know, because they didn't have any fear, and they were probably half lit anyway. Seeing that they were up on Potsmokers Hill, right over there by the Frog Pond.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've gone ice skating there lately, but it's a nice little contact high you can get if you want to.
Oh, is that right?
Good sure.
Nice. Yeah, I go ice skating there all the time.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
We skate around the rink. Yeah, just drive into the city, start skating around like there's nobody's business. That's put lay down the $50 to
park.
Doesn't
everyone go there on a first date? That's people, the lovers. That's how it all starts.
Sure. They
all go to the Frog Pond.
That is, you are really committing to that date if you are taking a date ice skating or on the paddle boats.
Yeah.
You are really telling them like I think a lot of you that we are going to like mm-hmm. share an experience here. We are gonna, this is the, in my mind, this is how the movie plays out.
Sure.
With mm-hmm. the backdrop of a snowy Boston.
Mm-hmm.
That you now, John, did you take dates to the
no,
pond?
No, I did not. I can't skate, that's one. But two, even if I could skate, I wouldn't do that. No.
Because that's skating with no wall either.
That's correct.
That's skating like you're just on a pond. That's Am I correct, or do they put up some kind of wall?
They don't have board. They don't have like
So, yeah, they do.
Do they have it?
At the Frog Pond, there's a full on like wall.
Oh, there is.
Okay. I didn't know that.
It's like a skating rink in the middle of the place. Yeah. Now there's an actual in the Boston Gardens. There's, you know, like where the swan boats usually go.
Yeah.
That's a regular, like, pond. And there's...
People do skate on that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They play hockey on it all the time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Right. There's always people on that as well.
But, to get there early enough to play hockey, I would have to imagine you're there before sunrise. If you want to reserve that whole pond for you and your boys, I mean, you got to get there pretty early.
It makes sense.
I mean, you can't just sign up at the counter like at the JCC if you want to play some hoops.
It's only only room for one like hockey setup, right? On the other side with the lagoon on the other side has that island in the middle. You can't play there.
I don't think it's like an official setup. It's a bunch of jackasses with like makeshift sticks.
Of course.
Just knocking around.
No, I'm saying there's only room for one game. There's not room for
one. That's pretty big. No. You can do the one that's over by where the little island is in the middle where all like the turtles hang out. And then there's the big fat part over there.
That's
left.
On me. Beware. I didn't get that.
If you fall in, beware. I mean, you got one. Water at least up to your knees.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like you better know how to swim.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you want to fall in anyway.
Although I've seen the crap floating in that thing. It probably is like an origin story of some like supervillain.
Yeah.
You get some sort of like weird, it's like Swamp Thing if you get in there.
It crawled to the surface.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean,
and it was on.
It's nice. It's like going down to the Charles and just seeing like a bunch of like rubber gloves and needles.
But yeah, but it's like, you know, when you can't shovel, there was a sense of claustrophobia because there was really no way to get the cars out. And then plus there was nothing I could do about it. So there was a sense of claustrophobia, like I'm going to be trapped here forever and no one's ever leaving this house again. And so thank you to the people that helped. That was a great relief. All right, we'll be back in just a matter of moments.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.